Joey LaRock here at the interface via iWebWrestling.com. This is the special post-Coronation Cup 2011 Fallout Report here. A lot to talk about from this past Saturday night's show. The first thing we got to talk about is the new in-your-face wrestling champion is the force from the north, Vigo. Vigo defeated the Millennium Millionaire, Scott Scarsdale, in the finals of the tournament. It definitely seemed like Scott Scarsdale had a plan in place. It looks like he spread a lot of money around to make sure he would get into the finals. And once in the finals, it looked like the deck would be stacked against whoever his potential opponent would be. As we said, in this case, it would be Vigo. It looks like that maybe Scott Scarsdale even slipped some cash into the back pocket of management representative Harold Touchelet. We can't confirm that at this time, but definitely it looked like that was taking place. But what he did not count on was Max Burton, who was the secondary official, the enforcer referee on the floor in that match, actually having a moment of conscience and would not assist Scarsdale in beating Vigo. In fact, when Scarsdale raised the chair up high to bring it crashing down upon his opponent, Burton took the chair away from Scarsdale and threw it out of the ring. Scarsdale slapped Burton across the face, and Burton did not take well to that as he turned his back on Scarsdale very ceremoniously, and Vigo compensated, planted Scarsdale with a spinebuster, hit the big elbow, and Max Burton counted the 1-2-3 to give the Coronation Cup and the championship to Vigo. We're going to try to get some words from Max Burton to see if there was in fact a plot, if he was involved with it, how far was he involved with it, and to see what else was going on at the Coronation Cup 2011. Also to report, we have new In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Champions. Adam Badger and Michael Monroe, collectively known as The Enemy, have claimed the tag team titles by defeating the International Ego Trip, the Northern Stud, and the Mighty Franz Roddy. But when that match was over, it was clear that the International Ego Trip has come to an end. The trip's over, you might say, as Franz Roddy dropped the Northern Stud with a TKO after the match. We're trying to get some words from Northern Stud and Franz Roddy to see if those two may potentially be looking at a one-on-one match for August 13 Summertime Brews. I'm sure both men would love to get in the ring against each other. We'll see if management is going to sign that contest. The Pillar Roman Dominguez retains the New Breed Championship in one of the most hard-fought battles in IYW history. He and Shiloh Robinson left everything they had in that ring on June 25th, but the Pillar was able to come out and retain the New Breed Championship. Who will be challenging next? What will be next for Shiloh Robinson? We'll be finding out very soon here via the interface. So now, it is on to August 13th, Summertime Brews, back at the Ballston Area Community Center in Ballston Spa, New York. And we're already getting word that where Pierre the Beast Vachon was suspended from this past event, he will be a part of August 13th show. Guillaume de Sade, however, will not be a part of the show. He is still boycotting IYFW. Matter of fact, we understand we're going to be getting some kind of a release from de Sade about his attitude toward IYFW that we should be posting here very, very soon. And also, we're getting a confirmation that coming up on August 13th Summertime Brews event, the annual In Your Face Rumble match will be taking place, and the winner of the In Your Face Rumble becomes the next top contender to the IYFW Championship. Also, The Enemy, will they be defending the tag team titles? Will The Pillar defend the New Breed title against Shiloh Robinson? It may be the rubber match. We can also confirm that The Shaft Bobby Ocean will be in action on August 13th, and a whole host of others. So we thank all the great fans from Ballston Spa in the Capital Region for making us the premier wrestling organization in upstate New York. And we will see you soon here at the interface with more talking about Summertime Brews on August 13th. For iWebWrestling.com and the interface, this is Joey LaRock.